Dog Days listeners, this is Chuck Tomasi with another Chuck Chat Freestyle for the Dog Days of Podcasting 2024 on the road to retirement. And I have to apologize for last night's episode. I had no intro or outro. I encoded the wrong file. I just grabbed the wrong one and said, there, we're done. I had the right one in Audacity, and when I exported it, all three were on the desktop. The raw file, the levelated file, and the final production in waveform. And I grabbed the wrong one and went right on through. Didn't even see it. Went, oops. So that was fun. Just little bare bones audio, but none the worse for the wear. We at least got the show out. All right, let's talk about July 9th. T-minus 59 days and counting. The announcement went out the day before on July 8th. I spent another 7 hours responding to some very, very touching comments. Like I said before, a lot of people wrote very meaningful, thought-out comments on like LinkedIn. And I took a number of these. In fact, some of them made me quite emotional. And I saved those to Evernote as a digital scrapbook. Most of them are just screenshots. Some are handwritten notes. Some had nice geek references. You know, there were about half a dozen that said, so long and thanks for all the fish, or something like live long and prosper. they know who I am and what I like. I also took the opportunity, now that the announcement was public, I didn't have to make sure who knew internally and who didn't. I reached out to my coworkers in San Diego, one by the name of Carmen, and she's sort of the, well, I always see a social announcement from her. It's like, hey, come join us for Oktoberfest, or hey, we're having the blah, blah, blah festival on such and such a date, most of which I can't attend because I just can't get over there. But I said, I'm coming to San Diego on the 6th. Let's have a party. So I reached out to her. We're getting that moving. We'll see what happens. Soon after, she agreed, yes, let's do something. Donna set us up with a hotel, so we'll be staying in the week in the area for about a week after, until Thursday the 12th, I think it is. So hopefully we'll get to see everybody we need to see, if not that first day, maybe in the succeeding week after, including Steve Holden and his wife Christy, who live in, last I checked, they were in El Cajon. We'll find out, and we'll have dinner with them on Saturday the 7th. So that's the plan, at least as it stood on July 9th, 2024, T-minus 59 days. I'm going to come back with a few more bullet items tomorrow for July 10th. Don't worry. I know it seems like we're going a day by a day by a day, but we skipped a few along the way, and I have a plan to get this all in by the end of the month. Don't worry. We've got to figure it out. I'll talk to you again real soon. Till then, take care. Stay safe. Bye.